can come and read it. So. Oh, yeah, Romans 14, 11. All right.
Look.
Isaiah 14. It's talking about the devil. Isaiah 14, verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their throne all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, notice the vials, because the Bible says in Ezekiel 38 that the devil had vials built in him. So the devil knows music, so that's why music gets people. He knows music. He knows music. He knows what gets your flesh. And the devil, and then you read Daniel chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar set up his image, he had the band play. The music, and everybody had to bow down to it. Music is a big part of everything in life, everything. We sing songs to run the devil out of here. And music, people, I hope you don't go out and get in your car and turn the devil's music on. Amen. I hope you don't. I hope you put something in there that stirs up your spirit for God. And it goes into your ears, because what happens is, if you listen to music, it affects you. It affects you one way or the other, for good or for bad. And it makes you want to, I know this. The oldies, the oldies but goodies, I love to hear them, because when I was driving a race car, so I love to put the oldies but goodies on, because that made me want speed, you know. And I used to kid Heath, you know, his wife be here, in that song, Help Me Rhonda, Help Me Rhonda, all that crazy stuff. And I'd tease Rhonda, his wife. But some of that old, that music will get you. It'll stir you up. This music affects your flesh, and affects your spirit, affects your soul. So you got it. That's why we listen to good music, Christian singing, all that stuff, because it affects you. And when you get in the car, you listen to country music and all that stuff, and rock and roll, rap, it affects you. So you get this attitude. You get an attitude from music. You'll get an attitude. And country music is like, you know, it's all about me, it's all about I, that kind of thing. Rap music is about, you know, who you can mess over, what girl you can mess over, and all that stuff. And so it's that music affects your way of living. It affects your way of living. So that's why it's important to have good music. The devil knows that. So if you're saved, you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, which we are, but are you walking with Christ? So that music will affect the way you walk, yeah, the way you look at things, the way you talk. Amen. It affects everything.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And have you ever tried to watch a movie without music in it? Try it. You know what they do on PlayStation, or not PlayStation, what's that new thing out now? Xbox, they got music with that. Everything, even the cartoons, we turn on the cartoons to check and see what they are. The cartoons have that rock and roll, man.
That's right.
They have a spirit with it to perfect the kids. Why? They're all heading towards the Antichrist. It's all heading for the Antichrist. So when the Antichrist shows up, the kids will say, ain't nothing wrong with that music. It's good music. He's cool. So it's all, I'm telling you, you're programmed. You go to a restaurant, they're playing soft music when there's nobody in there. That way you take your time. But when you go in a restaurant and it's full, the music is faster. So you're sitting there eating according to the rhythm of the music. I mean, they're slick, brother. The devil knows. That's why I said it's a vial, his vials. It was built in. He knows music better than anybody. But that's not what I'm getting to. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vial, and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. When a man dies and goes to hell, the Bible says, where Jesus said, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched, a man becomes like a serpent in a lake of fire. You think about your family and friends. You got faces, they got a head, and they become like a serpent in the lake. You say, oh, I don't believe that. Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil, and lust of your father. He called them a bunch of serpents. And he said, that's what they're going to be. If a man's not saved, he's going to be like a serpent in the lake of fire. You know what you're going to be like if you're saved. You're going to be just like Jesus Christ. You're going to be like Jesus Christ that died for you, and the people of the world that chose the devil are going to be just like him. I can't imagine my family end up like serpents in a lake of fire. I can't imagine it. Jesus said it. You don't believe me? Go to Luke chapter 13. Hold your place there. I think it's Luke 13. Not there. I had 13 in my mind. Let me go back a little bit. In Luke, where he said, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. What is it? Mark 9. Why did I? Here it is. Mark 9, look at verse 42. He says, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me. Don't try to pervert or divert or mess up a little child or person that believes in Jesus Christ. Whosoever offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Where the worm dieth not, and the people say, what in the world does that mean? What in the world does that mean? Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He says it three times. Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I mean, man, a person becomes like a serpent. You think about something. When you were born, your father and mother came together, and that seed was like a worm. Went into the egg, and that produced a child. Where the worm is fire, and that thing's real. Yeah, brother.
The funny part about that is how the NIV takes them verses out.
Yeah, the NIV takes all them verses out.
All three of them verses.
Where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. They take it out. Why? They said, we can't comprehend that. Look on back to Isaiah chapter 14. Talking about the devil. People make fun. They say, oh, he gonna come out with horns and all that stuff, which he transformed himself. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? I've told you many times, I've run into Satan worshipers and all that stuff. I said, you're a loser. You're following a loser. You're serving a loser.
Amen.
The devil's a loser. He's going to lose. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the throne of the mountain of the congregation on the sides of the north. Right there, it gives you some insight where God's throne is. It's directly past the north star. That's why God put the north star in the sky to show you. That's your direction. That's where you want to go. North Star, right past the North Star. Gives you direction, even in this life. Everybody's compass is off the North Star. And it says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell in the sides of the pit. And they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the kingdom? Now, I did say where Jesus, he's going to bow before Jesus Christ. Right here is where he's going to bow. He says, is this the man? He's going to be brought in. They sang that song. What made me think about it, they sang that song. And the Lord's, one day the devil's going to have to come in and bow before Jesus Christ.
Amen.
and we're all going to see it. So we'll stand there, and the world, they'll say, is this the man that weakened the nations? Look what else it says. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? I mean, he could shake the world. That did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. Opened not the house of his prisoners. Where is that? Hell. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like unto abominable branch. So on. Talking about Babylon there. All right, that's all. I want you to see that. Now, Ezekiel, go to Ezekiel 28, and we'll stop right there. Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28, look at verse 13. This is talking about the devil too. It talks about the king of Tyre, but you know it ends up talking about the devil. It talks about the devil. Everything up there has a representative down here. And he says, verse 13, 28:13. It says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, sardis, topaz, diamond, bartlett, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold, and the workmanship of thy tablets and thy pipes. Pipes. He said, what's that? His like a pipe organs was prepared in the day that thou was created. God, when God made him the cherubim, he made him a special cherubim. He was special. He was in charge of music. He knows music. And it says, his pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherubim that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou was upon thy holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. That's something right there, stones of fire. He says, thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And the devil gets cast out five times. This is one of them. I will cast thee and destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Devil is, and that's why the devil always uses beauty to get you messed up. He'll use beauty to mess you up. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquity, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore, while I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And for all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Amen. That's going to be the end of that dude. And you know, if you read your Bible, God locks him up for 1,000 years, and then he gets released. He gets released for a little short time. And then he causes the whole earth to follow him again. Yeah. I mean, that's wild. That blows my mind. The whole world will follow him again. And the Antichrist is going to have his characteristics. He'll have the ability to bring people together. He'll have that ability to mesmerize people. And you got to... The devil tries to mesmerize people. There's all kinds of people out there right now trying to deceive people. You get the robocalls. You know, there are people trying to get your Social Security number. They're trying to get your tax ID number. They're trying to get everything they can so they can rob you. The devil is behind a lot of that mess. And then all the mark of the beast the Bible talks about. And I just saw where... You watch the news. If you watch the news, you get depressed. But you see all the stuff going on in the world. Israel was just attacked by, just over the weekend, 600 rockets out of Gaza firing on Israel. And Israelis fired back. So why is that little piece of ground? I was over there. If you look at Israel, it's nothing when it comes to, we got beautiful mountains here. We got beautiful places here. And over there, a lot of rocks and brown dirt. But Bible says God loves that place. And you know the devil wants that place. And there's a battle going to take place for that place. And that Bible's right on the money. So the devil likes to mesmerize people. He likes to, you know, bring all the sparkles. That's why people love to go over out to Las Vegas, Nevada, all the lights, all the stuff, you know, all the glamour, and they lose everything they got. Just a mess. So thank God we're saved. You get your eyes open to things. This book, the more you read this book, the more you get your eyes open. You need to have your eyes open. And so pray that Lord give you somebody you can talk to this week, see them get saved. And don't forget, shake Skylar's hand that she got saved, and she's our sister in the Lord now. Pray for her and pray for the family. Pray for that boy John that got saved this morning, all right? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, God, tonight, God, for us getting together, just talking about you, and just getting together around the God's house and God's people, and just rejoicing, knowing that we're saved and singing songs about you, Lord, and just be able to talk about the things that meant something to us this past week and the last weekend over the youth rally and things, Lord. And I thank you, God, for what you've done today. I pray, God, that you'll just please help us to be the witness, the light for your glory and honor. Help us come back to Sunday school next week, talk about that oil and that light in the temple. And my Father, help us to let our light so shine that men might see you, Lord, might see the good works of our Father. Now, bless us this week and help us, Lord, and as all the things that we have to deal with and God and the people's lives and going through different trials and troubles. And I pray, help them, strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Shake somebody's hand before you go. Amen.